USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Russia's invasion of Ukraine is now entering its 11th week. Cruise missiles were fired at Odessa and bombarded the steel plant in Mariupol, where civilians and Ukrainian fighters are believed to be housed. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is urging residents to heed the air raid sirens. He's expecting Russian attacks to intensify as V-Day draws near. First Lady Jill Biden is in Romania as part of a four-day trip to Eastern Europe. She met with Ukrainian refugee students and their mothers at a school in Bucharest. Biden says she remains concerned about the next phase of the humanitarian crisis that continues. Nearly 6 million Ukrainians have fled the country since the war began. Wall Street continued its losing ways at the end of the week. The Dow and S&P 500 lost a fraction of a percent. The Nasdaq lost 1.5%. It's the market's fifth straight weekly decline. This is USA Radio News.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save the typical family $500 a month, and that's huge, but it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. Very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Hundreds of firefighters and a fleet of planes in New Mexico are working to encircle the largest fire burning in America as potentially historic weather conditions were in the forecast. Thousands of residents have evacuated due to flames that have scorched large swaths of the Sangre de Cristo Mountains. More than 262 square miles have been blackened over the last few weeks. The start has been traced to a preventative fire initiated by the Forest Service to reduce flammable vegetation. A New York court has halted the use of familial DNA searching. That's when law enforcement agencies search the state's DNA data bank for close biological relatives of people who have left traces of genetic materials at crime scenes. The court ruled this week that regulations for the technique were invalid because the legislature did not sign off on them. The searches were challenged by a group of black men who worried about being targeted for investigation because their biological brothers were convicted of crimes and had genetic information in the state's data bank. You are listening to USA Radio News.
The MyPillow.com clearance continues. Roll and go anywhere. MyPillow's $9.99. The Body Pillow, $39.99. And MyPillow Bath Sheets on sale, 50% off. Use my promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com/radio specials. You'll also get a free copy of Mike Lindell's book. MyPillow.com/radio specials. Use promo code USA or 1-800-951-8175.
Court in Virginia is adjourned for now in the Johnny Depp and Amber Heard defamation case. USA Radio's Tim Burke says that court will reconvene on Monday, May 16th.
This after Amber Heard took the stand for a second straight day, testifying in her own defense on Thursday. Heard was emotional on the stand as she again claimed she was abused by her former husband. The Pirates of the Caribbean star is suing Heard for $50 million for an op-ed wrote in the Washington Post in December 2018. The actress is counter-suing. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Ohio Congressman Jim Jordan is slamming the FBI for suspending the security clearances of employees who participated in the nonviolent protests on January 6. He alleges that this is the first step towards firing the employees. The Bureau allegedly cited a guideline pertaining to allegiance to the United States and alerts to suspend the clearances. Jordan is the ranking Republican on the House Judiciary Committee. He announced that the committee is arranging an examination into the FBI run by the Justice Department's Office of Inspector General. Afghanistan's Taliban rulers ordered all Afghan women to wear head-to-toe clothing in public. It's the latest in a series of repressive edicts, not all of which have been implemented. Last month, the Taliban forbade women to travel alone, but that rule has been silently ignored after a day of opposition. Listen to us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.